Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling in from my home here in Idaho. I took some time off to recharge the batteries. I got to go on a great backpacking trip into the central Idaho wilderness for 5 days and got back Monday night. We went from 90 degrees to snow in a matter of hours on Monday. And I'm excited to end the third quarter and launch into our fourth quarter. We've got some really great ways to launch into the fourth quarter and create momentum for 2021 and to finish the year strong. We all got our newsletter. I'm going to go through some announcements from the newsletter, and then I'm going to turn it over to Lisa. And so at this point, you know, our backorder situation is well behind us. I mean, we sold about 6,000 Beamers in a couple of months, and an extraordinary effort by everybody out there in the field. We also generated over 600 pace setters that won that senior in 60 promotion, $1,000 bonus, plus the pace setter jacket. Well done, everyone. Our battery situation, you know, this is a very proprietary battery to Beamer specifically. It's got some very high technology microchips in it, and we only have one source for that. So we sold 18 months worth of batteries in 60 days, and an extraordinary situation, and we're getting through that as well. You know, corporate in Carlsbad is ramping up staffing again. And we're kicking off the fourth quarter with some adequate staffing in Carlsbad. We've got the online convention, of course, is coming up this weekend, and it's $50 to register. It is going to be recorded, and for those that register for the $50, you know, they're going to be able to listen to the recording immediately after. So what's really great about this format is the fact that you can kind of tailor it to your day. I mean, Friday is going to be full of workshops. And, you know, if you're really busy or you've got appointments throughout the day, you can look at the workshops that really make sense to you that you want to tie into and try to arrange your day so you can attend those live, but know that they are going to be recorded. And if you pay your registration fee, that recording is going to be available to you. And then, of course, Saturday is yoga at 7 a.m. with Brooke Burke. And then we're going to have addresses by our founder, Peter Gleim, and our CEO, Robert Moll, and, of course, CEO of North America, Albert Bosk. And we'll hear from Chris and George. We're going to have a great keynote speaker with Kendra Hall. And we'll have some of the top leaders talking to us throughout the day, and as well as our ambassador panel of athletes. And, you know, that agenda for Friday, you know, there's going to be a segment on heart-centered and smart selling. There's a segment on keeping your prospect pipeline full. Another one on building a strong foundation for your business, key strategies to maximize the comp plan, getting your new team members started the right way, growing your horse business. There's going to be a segment specific to Canada, and then a manager's meeting at 3 o'clock that afternoon. So, and then, of course, Saturday is going to be the really fun-filled day, and I know a lot of us are gathering people in our homes and doing groups to get to watch it together. That's a great idea. And, you know, we have in the life.beamergroup.com/convention. If you go in there, there is a little button down partway through the homepage where it says test your Go Beamer link now. And you have received an email when you purchased your $50 ticket with your ticket number. That's how you're going to access the convention, is through that landing page. And you'll type in your ticket number. If you can't find that email, you also go into your back office, into the events portal on the left, and go into the label that says My Tickets, and you'll be able to find your ticket number there. And so you can go ahead and test that right now and make sure that everything's good for you to get in. And let's see, in the newsletter too, it was announced we have some new assets in the back office. We've got a really great equine blood flow video that we've launched, as well as the new 2-minute animated peak video, and a couple really great tools. To start the fourth quarter, we do have the Fast Track incentive contest that is going to be in place starting, I think, next week. And, you know, Lisa and I both participated in this several times. It's a great way to motivate your team and to create some accountability to get people into action. Lisa, would you like to talk to us about the Fast Track contest, your experience, what you suggest people do, and how it works?
Yes, thank you, David, and happy Wednesday, everybody. So, you know, part of what David and I are talking about today is really using this month to, you know, everybody was kind of in full go mode, getting those go units, and using this month to set yourself up to really have a great fourth quarter. And I think the company itself is doing a lot to provide those tools, and I think there'll be even more after convention. So definitely get your ticket for the convention. It is going to be the best $50 you could spend on your business, and really you know, really get started off on the right foot. And I just want to talk a little bit about, if you are attending the online convention, a couple of tips to get the most out of it, because if there were actually a, you know, live physical event that we all had to fly to, get a hotel room, buy our meals and all of that, the added expense of that we're saving. Plus, we would be there in the meeting live with very few distractions. Our phones would be on silent and we would be fully immersed. And you have to, it takes a little bit of power, but even though you're doing this at home, you still want to act as though you are at the event. And I think I've mentioned before, I recently did a 4-day online Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within. It was the first time they'd ever done it virtually. And, you know, they gave a lot of tips about how to stay immersed in the conference. And I would suggest that everybody set aside those 2 days, Friday and Saturday, and be fully present in the workshops and in the convention, meaning you have your phone turned off, you're not texting while you're, you know, also have it pulled up on your computer or TV, and, you know, you're not doing the dishes while you've got it playing in the background. You're going to miss material if you do that. So block everything out, block out the time just as though you were going to be there live, and really make the most. And then right after convention is over, we start with Fast Track. So there was a change in the launch date. Originally, there was going to be an intro webinar tonight that has been rescheduled for Monday, September 14th. This is the webinar to get all of the information about what's expected, how to participate. Each Fast Track team is captained by typically a manager within Beamer. So if you check with your upline, see who is going to captain a team. And, you know, I would tell everybody to take full advantage of it. Like David said, he and I have both done them. There's also going to be a management Fast Track, but if you're a manager and you've never captained a team, there's lots of value in that, in you know, just managing and staying in action for an entire 4 weeks. There are certain expectations, and you get points for certain activities, you know, setting up presentations, making appointments, doing demos, and obviously selling Beamers. When there is that much forward movement and action among that many people, plus there's a little spirited competition because, you know, if you're on a team, you want to be at the top of the list. So typically the captains also do some additional training on the side, aside from what, you know, George does on the weekly fast track training. So again, it launches on September 21st. So you're going to be coming off of the convention all excited about, you know, what the company is doing, and hopefully very inspired and very motivated to get out there and do your business. And then immediately after, you're going to get the tools of Fast Track. So again, get with your upline, see who's captaining a team. If you are kind of, I'll say this affectionately, if you are orphaned and your upline is not very active, get with your regional director and see if they can help get you on a team. And then there will be a webinar on Monday, September 14th at 8 p.m. You'll go to beamermeetings.com to attend that webinar on Monday the 14th. And then it will kick off on the 21st. There is a $50 fee for this fast track. And that $50 goes to one, just putting the whole system in place and managing that many distributors and the activity and everything. Plus, they also give away prizes. So it goes to also getting those prizes. I personally can tell you what it did for me and my team when we've done it in the past. Once you're in action and there's accountability, which is the key to any coaching, it's, you know, we all know what to do and we all know when to do it. But if nobody's watching us or nobody's saying, hey, how many calls did you make this week? It's really easy to get off track. And so that's why this program with Fast Track will help you get into the habit of what you need to do to keep going. And 4 weeks, you know, stuff becomes a habit. And then you're kind of in that groove, and it will really set you off for your fourth quarter. All right, David, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
So, and just to let everybody know about the Fast Track system, it's really designed just to create accountability. You know, we have these Fast Track accountability spreadsheets, something that I've used for a couple of years now, where I'm filling it out every week. I just print it out and write it in by hand and send it off to my mentor, Bettina Torres, every Monday. And it's just a way for me to keep myself accountable to myself. And the Fast Track, you know, it's really just some simple things on, you know, following these processes will end up getting Beamers into people's homes. And it's simply, you know, the number of appointments that you're setting, the number of presentations you're doing, the number of demos or sessions that you're doing on people, and it will result in the number of sales that you achieve and getting Beamers into people's lives. And then, of course, you're going to also probably be bringing on partners. And those are the five things that are tracked: appointments, presentations, sessions, sales, and enrollments of fellow distributors. So pretty simple thing, and I encourage everybody, if you don't have an accountability partner, you know, try to grab one from your sideline or somebody within your team and, you know, start sending each other every Monday your activity from the previous week. And it'll help keep you on track on achieving your goals and where you want to take your Beamer business. So this is Whatever Wednesday. We can field questions on any topic whatsoever related to Beamer. We'll do our best to answer them. And so we encourage you to hit one on your phone, rise into the queue, and query us on anything that you guys need answered. And we do have our first call in the queue. Area code 910-528, 910-528. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, David. Hi, Lisa. This is Jane down in over in Lexington, Kentucky.
Hello, Jane.
Or up for you, Lisa. Hi. I may just have to go to Apple for this, but I thought I'd ask you all first after my upline. Beamer has a really good, on our back office, video for the horse set. There's also other fabulous videos that I have all access on my phone. All I have to do is click the site, the video, whatever, and I can whip it off, text it, you know, very simple. So I thought, well, I really like this that I found on the back office under the horse set. And so I downloaded it, and then I attempted to send it email. And it was so large, I think it was 240 kilobytes, if I remember right. My email didn't send it. I wondered about even keeping it on my phone. My major question in bringing this up is, are other people having problems with things that are on our wonderful back office, very helpful, but I am unable to use, number one, that, to my knowledge, and two, the other thing that I'm having a problem with is the flyer. There's a great flyer for the Go set in the back office. It's under preview on my Apple MacBook Air, and I can't toy with it, and it's too large. Is this just me? Should I just call Apple and find out what the heck I'm doing? And by the way, the video downloaded on my Mac is a QuickTime player. Now, maybe that's the issue. Does anybody know that, you guys? Anything?
Lisa, you're an Apple person. I'll let you go.
Yeah. Jane, what video? Do you know what the title of the video is that you're trying to download? Or that you were able to download but not send on your phone?
Unfortunately, no. It's the horse set Beamer video. I believe it's right. I know it's right under the horse set information and marketing.
It's
the only one. It is the only one. I use others, particularly Boyd Martin's, which is excellent. We all love that.
Okay, because there are actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 videos under the Beamer horse set. Are you talking about the presentation?
Sorry about that. I have never seen all those. I guess I'm just looking in one place, and there was this video specifically about the horse set. I'm sorry, Lisa. You know what I should do is go back to the back office and get this question more defined.
That's okay. I was just so what do you use Outlook for your email server?
Well, I do through Beamer, but my major email is Earthlink, has been for 100 years.
Okay. So I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions.
Okay, great.
So if you use Outlook with your Beamer mail and you have that on your phone, when there's a video that's too large to send as an attachment, it gives you the opportunity to use what's called OneDrive, and that is specific to Outlook. And it doesn't matter what the size is, and it gives you the option, and it'll say, this is too large to use as an attachment. We recommend that you use OneDrive. And you just click on OneDrive, and it loads into OneDrive. So it's holding it not inside the email, but it's holding it out. And anybody, they don't have to have Outlook. They'll be able to click on that OneDrive, and it will open it up for them. Okay, so that's one way.
And OneDrive is evident to me when I download it.
After you've downloaded it and you have it on your phone and you want to attach it in an email, I don't know enough about Earthlink.
I couldn't get it on my phone because I couldn't send it to my phone.
Okay, so then the other way to do this.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, the other way to do this is you could email it to do it from your Mac and download it to your Mac and then email it to yourself, to your Beamer mail. Then you have it in an email. It's still going to give you the option on your Mac to put it in the OneDrive, but now you've got a template of it and you can forward that email to someone else.
I tried. That's why. That's when I found out I couldn't email it. When I tried to email it to myself, it was too large.
Okay.
The quick player
was too large.
Okay.
Okay. The other option is to use something like Dropbox or Google Drive, and you would download it on your Mac.
iCloud.
You can use. Well, the problem with that is...
I don't think that works either.
No, you can't use the iCloud. I have all of the videos in the back office on a Google Drive. So you download it to your Mac or your desktop, and you drag it into a Google Drive file, and then you give people the link to the Google Drive.
Like that. I like that, Lisa. That would solve perhaps a lot of my issues with what's on in the back office that I haven't been able to use.
And
thank
if you're
you.
Talking about, you're welcome. If you're talking about the flyers that are templates that are editable, it requires you to download an additional application. And I can help you with that offline. I want to make sure that we answer everybody else's questions.
Sure. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
So
I'd like
just
to know that. I'll email you.
Okay, it's lisa.diamond, D-I-M-O-N-D, at beamermail.com.
I gotcha. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
You're
Thanks
welcome.
For calling in, Jean. Area code 707-481. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. So I have a question. This is Mary in Napa Valley. Two Blog Talk numbers that somewhere along the line I got. This morning I called in on the 515-605-9877. But in the past, I've also used occasionally 323-642-1520. That number does not seem to be working. And from time to time, very strange recordings on both of them. Sometimes I get 800 numbers you have dialed is not working or some strange thing like that. Can you please to all of us all of the various different Blog Talk numbers that are available so that if it's not functioning properly, we can have the one, or is this the only one remaining? Thank you.
Mary, as far as I know, 515-605-9877 is the only Blog Talk number I've ever called into in 3 years. 515-605-9877.
Well, I've been doing it.
So.
Yeah, no, I was originally given.
I would not use the 323 number any further. And sometimes you do get a busy signal, and it's just kind of a glitch, and you just got to call back in.
Sometimes you get a very strange 800 number, which it's not an 800 number. You're dialing.
It's an anomaly. It's an anomaly, Mary.
Follow sales, just wait and go back on blogtalkradio.com, Beamer IBD, and look for free.
Yeah.
Yes. 515-605-9877.
You bet, Mary. Thank you for calling in. Area code 713-569. 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, David and Lisa. Sandra in Houston.
Hi, Sandra.
A question and a comment. Just a thought to share with anybody on here that I received an email from corporate. They want you to do a test drive to be sure you're ready for the virtual convention. So I received that yesterday. I spoke of that in my announcements.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh,
I spoke of that in my announcements.
I must have blanked out.
You're right. We did get a reminder.
Yeah. And then, is the fast track going to be 4 or 6 weeks?
Lisa, do you know? I think it's 4,
I believe it's 4.
Okay. All right. Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Sandra.
Thanks for the tips on how to attend a virtual convention, Lisa.
You bet. Area code 704-724. You're live on Block Talk. And maybe it's a mistake. Somebody accidentally hit one on their phone. 704-724, one more chance. All right. So, Lisa, are you putting together a team for Fast Track?
Actually, I am going to be doing the management Fast Track. So mm-hmm. I am not going to do both of them at the same time. Are you putting together a team, David?
You know, I'm gone on a river trip for, gosh, nearly a third of those 4 weeks. So I am not going to be putting together a team for this one. I will be participating in the manager's one, but I'm also going to be missing part of that. But, yeah, I'm definitely going to participate in the management fast track, and I'll put together a team on the next fast track sometime. We'll be doing it in October and November, I'm sure.
Yeah, same
yeah,
here. But I definitely wanted to take advantage. So if there are managers on the call today, get with your regional director to get information on the management fast track. And if anybody has a question, no matter what it's about, you can hit one right now and get into the queue. We have plenty of time to take more questions, and now would be the time to hit one on your phone.
And Lisa, I'm not sure if this has been delayed as well, but I know that there is a training call for captains, and I received an email sometime last week about a training call tomorrow night at 7:30 Mountain Time for captains.
That's correct.
Are you aware of
and
that?
Also, yes. Yep, it's beamermeetings.com. Also, if you would like to captain a team, in the email that Chris and George Verona sent out, there is a place there for you to check and sign up to be a captain. So it's still open. There's plenty of room for teams and people to get on them. So if this is something that you're interested in doing, I highly recommend it. Just for the behavioral aspect of it, to set yourself up for the fourth quarter.
That's right. One thing that came up that's unrelated to Fast Track is the Pace Setter bonus and jacket. I had somebody ask me about how we get sized for our Pace Setter jacket. These are pretty traditional American sizes, so they're what we're accustomed to. They're not European sizing that some of us have faced through that different source that we used to get our apparel from. And in your national newsletter that came out on September 2nd, it does talk about how we're going to receive an email specific to the jacket where we'll be able to pick our sizing. So that's how it's going to happen. You'll have an email where you'll be able to choose, and then they'll be sending these jackets out to everybody. So we encourage people to hit one on the queue if you have any questions. It's whatever Wednesday. We're happy to answer anything that we can. And we have area code 315-427. 315-427, you're live on Block Talk.
Hello, this is David in Spring Hill, Florida.
Hello, David. Good.
I have three simple questions here, and I got on the call just a few minutes late. I didn't hear you explain exactly how to get onto the convention. I have my ticket number and all that. I wonder if you could go over that again for everybody.
Sure, David.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lisa.
So first of all, everybody that has purchased a ticket received an email from the corporate office, and it says tech check. So again, this isn't – they're using a separate independent company. They want to make sure that the links are all working in advance so that you don't have any problems on Friday getting in. So look for that email.
That came from who?
All, came from the corporate
that
office.
That email came from who? Corporate office, okay.
Came from the corporate office. Check, always, I mean, when I use Outlook, you have focused email and you have other email. All of the corporate office emails for me always go into other email. So, also, but also check your spam or your junk mail. But that's definitely in there. The other thing that you can do is go to my ticket in the back office.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll say,
yeah, well, I have my ticket. I did receive my ticket.
Okay.
I know the ticket number.
Okay. So, David,
okay,
make sure you're checking Beamer email.
Okay. Now, all the times listed for the workshops and the general convention are, Pacific Standard Time. I'm on Eastern Daylight Time. Is that 3 hours difference?
Yes, it is.
Eastern Standard Time, it starts at 11 a.m. on Friday for us.
And Saturday?
Saturday, I believe it also starts at the same time, 11.
Okay. I'm actually Eastern Daylight Time in Florida.
Yeah.
Same thing. Okay. Unless you want to start at 10 a.m., David, and join Brooke Burke for a 60-minute yoga class.
Right. I'll watch that. Now, I may be going to my sponsor's home for a group viewing for part of the time, but I'll probably have to return home somewhere in there or run another errand. I'm wondering, once I log in on one device, can I log in on another device? Be on my tablet for part of it and then come home and get on my larger screen computer?
Yes, I don't think I do not think it's IP sensitive.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
All right, David, thanks for calling in.
Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day. Area code 802-363-802-363. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, David and Lisa. This is Mary from Vermont. I just have a quick question. Brand new IBD. And, hey, great academy, by the way. That was amazing. I was wondering, can someone who is a customer or who's not a customer and is not an IBD still go to the convention for the experience?
Absolutely. You bet. It's open to everybody.
Okay. Thank you. That's just what I needed to know.
Okay, Mary. Thanks for calling in. Have a great Wednesday. Area code 801-633-801-633. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, yes. This is Jean here in Salt Lake City, and I have a question about I have a customer, and then she decided to be an IBD, but that was back in January, and things got a little crazy, and so now she hasn't done anything, but how long is that 390 good for? She hasn't sold anything, and now she's pregnant and expecting a baby in November. So, I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, there's a moratorium right now on the renewal fee. And
okay, and
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your first name. You broke up. You're in Salt Lake City. What's your first name?
Yeah, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hi, David.
Not a worry. And when we do get invoiced for our renewal fee, Beamer sends us an email, and they notify the manager as well. And then you're given quite some time to process that $144 renewal fee. So right now it's not an issue, and no one's going to get blindsided. There'll be plenty of notification when these renewal fees start going out.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah, I just wanted to be able to work with her again and kind of re-energize, and hopefully we can do this before the baby comes. So, that's the other thing. There are not, well, let's see, the academies are pretty full, the online academies. So there's still a little more time to get the academy in as well with the moratorium. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, for sure. And we, I mean, you need to be checking your event portal often because we're posting new academies every week. And okay. So I know Bettina is posting one for, I think, it's a Saturday, Sunday to accommodate people that need to work on Fridays. And I think it's going to be September 26th and 27th. She's probably going to be posting that day. So that thing's going to be wide open. And we have one that just got posted last week that C and I are hosting on Halloween, October 30th and 31st. And that is wide open, I'm certain. And I think we have like 85 seats available for it. So be checking your event portal frequently.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate both you and Lisa. I really, really appreciate all your help. Thank you.
Oh, you bet, Janine. So, Lisa, are you having a convention party at your house?
I am not. I am. A lot of my distributors are not in my local area. So, but a lot of my distributors will be at the convention. And also, I just wanted to point out, if you can't be at the convention live on Friday and Saturday, you could still purchase a ticket and immediately get the recording. They will make the recordings available later at some point. I don't know what that time period is to everybody, but you know, it's kind of like at that point, it's going to be kind of like old news. So if you want to get a jump on your business and really make the most of this, I would highly recommend paying the $50, even if you can't be there live on Friday or Saturday. At least you can immediately have the recordings available.
Thanks, Lisa. And yes, I don't have very many distributors. I don't have really any that are active in proximity to me here in Pocatello, Idaho. So I'm not having a convention party. I'll be watching it, but I'll be watching it alone with my puppy dog. But this is unique. We've had live conventions since Lisa and I got started every year, and they've never recorded these live events. And so the fact that they are recording this one, it's a really great opportunity for people that, because of their schedules, they're not able to participate in a live event, but being able to pay $50 and then immediately get the recording and be able to watch it at your convenience, it's an awesome opportunity for education. And the more you know, the more Beamers you're going to be able to share with people. Area code 509-386, you're live on Block Talk.
Hi, this is Nancy, and I have a question about the prizes, because I know people are going to be in and out. Do you have to be, like, looking at it at the exact moment that they give the prizes?
That's a good question, Nancy, because I really want to win that Ferrari, the Beamer.
So they're going to be doing it by ticket number. So the thing is that if, for example, like David was just mentioned having like a house party and you bought one ticket for the person whose house they're going to be at and nobody else bought a ticket, they're there watching it live with you. They are not eligible for the prizes because it is going to be by ticket number. So I imagine, you know, they're going to be calling out the ticket numbers and that's how the prizes are won. I don't know that they're going to be able to see, like, I don't know that somebody's going to be able to raise their hand virtually and say, that's me. So that's a good question. And, I do know if you don't have a ticket, you are not eligible for prizes, though.
Right.
Right.
Okay. And then also, okay, I just want to point out, David, I just want to point out, you've got to go into your back office if you purchased a ticket. They didn't email the ticket, so you have to go into your back office. There's a link there that says download. You need to download that. That gives you the actual physical ticket. It gives you the ticket number, which is your number that they're going to be calling out prizes. That's also the number that you need to log in to the Beamer Live site for the convention. And then it also gives you information and instructions. So it will answer, I think, a lot of questions for everybody. It gives you the start times and, you know, conditions and all of that. So definitely make sure you go into your back office before Friday and download those documents.
Okay, very good. And, yeah, this will be fun.
I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. I thank you guys. I appreciate everything you do.
You bet, Nancy. Thanks,
thank
Lisa.
You.
We have another caller, area code 405-650, 405-650. You're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning. This is Judy from Oklahoma City. Thank you for taking
call
today. Hi. My question is, for the convention, will there be an agenda so that we'll know what time things are starting and what time sessions are ending?
Yes, there is
an
agenda. You need to go to life.beamergroup/convention. life.beamergroup/convention. The agenda is listed on that website.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. That was my question. Thanks for answering.
Yeah, you're welcome. Also, too, like, you know, David and I have been, you know, they had the national convention in 2018, but we also have been to several manager meetings, and there's always some surprise information, something new that they're rolling out, or, you know, new ambassadors, and different things like that. So, you know, it's worth it to get that information live while it's happening.
So it's 3 minutes till the end of the show. We encourage people to hit one on their phones to rise in the queue, ask us any questions that you want. Short of that, we'll be wrapping this up. Lisa, any parting words of wisdom?
If you don't have a convention ticket, go on and buy it now and get with your upline and get on a fast track team and end this crazy year on a positive, upbeat note, changing lives 8 minutes at a time.
Yes. I mean, the harder you work going into the fourth quarter, even those last few weeks of December, it really does pay off. You're planting seeds that will definitely sprout in the first quarter of 2021, because then you'll become, people come out of the end of the year into the new year, and the two things they're focusing on the most is, you know, of course, their health and their wealth. And so Beamer does extraordinary things for both of those. And Lisa, thanks for co-hosting with me today, and we look forward to talking to everybody next week. If questions come up, make sure you write them down, and let's get those answered for you. Meanwhile, have a great Wednesday, and go out there and change a lot of lives, Beamer family. Thanks, Lisa.
Have a great day, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.